broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Feely, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy. How you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful. Weather's unbelievable.
Beautiful.
It is just about crazy.
It's a perfect June day.
It is. You know, we've done this show for, 5 years?
Yep.
And we've always had, for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
Brian Patch as a regular guest.
Yes. We stepped it up, didn't we?
We got the better looking, the nicer.
We finally got the smarter.
And the smarter.
Yes.
Ann Patch, how
Hello.
You doing?
I'm good.
Patch is in the house.
I'm good.
And what do you know? Anything?
No, just...
Is this your first time on Fort Carey Radio?
It is.
Is this the first time? Was you ever on PG-14?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever been on her? This is big, ain't it?
This is huge.
This is big.
This is big.
I guess.
And we got to follow Rocker and Jack and Rhino.
Pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
How about that? Wow.
It's crazy.
Huh?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
They might sell a thing out Saturday.
Might isn't the thing. It's probably will.
They're wanting to.
Yep.
To me, 4,000.
It's incredible.
Yeah, they have some distributors with tickets, but most of them have those spoken for already. So,
well, if 3,000 people, they're all going to get their. Everybody had a great time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
3,000 people are saying, I want my ticket.
Yep.
So
that only loses 1,000 tickets.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
You're good at math.
Now, some of those people last year bought 2 or 3 tickets. This year, a specific individual can only get one. You can buy as many as you want, but there has to be a different name
on each one.
If anybody needs a name to put on one of the tickets, excuse me.
Well, but you're going to have your own ticket, aren't you?
Oh. That ain't going to work then?
No.
Yeah, he'll be Bob Stalker. He won't be Bob.
That's right. How about gotta go Bob on one, Robert on one?
Well, you have to show your ID. You have to show your ID and it has to match the
go get some fake name IDs.
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
There you go.
Boy, am I stupid. I should have thought of that.
We need fake IDs.
Fake IDs.
So tonight's show is kind of special because we have a very big volleyball game tomorrow. Not only on the court.
Huge.
It's a chance for two communities to come together to help two little girls who you know, that's what we're all about. You know, we at Fort Carey Radio, that's kind of what that's why we do this.
Yep.
We do it for the youth and we do it to help.
Do for the kids.
And tomorrow is another example of two wonderful communities getting together to play a volleyball game, but to also help two families. And Annie's up here, and Annie represents the moms, senior moms, right?
Senior
moms. And I guess you took that role. I mean, I think Chelsea has a senior parent that's in charge of.
Well, I think she just said, hey.
How about we have a senior parent?
You?
Yeah.
Actually, Olivia played with volleyball years ago in the club with one of the other seniors from St. Henry, so I know them well. And so Hannah Bruns' mom is Kelly Bruns, who her and I know each other, and so we communicated back and forth and incorporated all the other moms to help. It's definitely not just the senior moms.
Right.
The entire volleyball program is, you know,
that's
helping with everything that
and correct me along the way because I'm just kind of I'm reading off, you know, what's going on, but these two families, the Mullenkamp girl is Leslie, it would be Val,
Val's niece.
Yeah, right.
Youngest niece.
So, and then the Kester's girl, who we've helped the Kester girl's been, she's had a tough road the entire time.
Yeah, so she's 7.
Right.
From St. Henry.
Right. And Greg Kester's, I think it's her dad.
Yes.
And
Jamie.
They're just wonderful people.
Yeah.
And so we come together as two communities, and it's a whole process of a lot of stuff coming on. Is that correct?
Yeah. For tomorrow night, there will be t-shirts available. We've obviously already started the t-shirt sales, you know, sold a lot of t-shirts. Actually, we sold a total of about 800. And then we have extras to sell that we've been selling this week. We'll have them at the game. And then there'll be a bake sale. All the volleyball moms from both high school programs have donated baked goods to be sold tomorrow night. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. A Girl Scout Girl Scout troop has made a quilt together, and they're going to be raffling that as well.
Wow, so that's
a silent auction.
Is
it like a silent auction tomorrow?
Raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets
for the quilt.
Now that's going to be given away at the game or during the match or tomorrow night, or is that going to be sometime later?
I think it is announced tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
The Girl Scouts are taking over the quilt raffle, but everything else.
Quilt.
Can't grow the quilt.
Quilts are great.
Yeah.
Especially because it's going to start getting cold.
Yeah.
And you're going to have your 48 grandchildren.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. They are. Right. Yeah. We got to keep them warm because that's what it's all about.
Got to warm them up.
So let's talk a little bit about the families we're going to help. And we're going to take a break right now. We're going to do a commercial break. Our sponsor is Wayne Street Market. They've been with us for the last few years. We love them. We're going to take a break now. And then we're going to come back and talk about the families and talk about these two little girls. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Here are just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through this Thursday, October 3rd. In the deli, you can get Troyer's turkey pastrami for just $5.99 a pound and Troyer's Kobe cheese for just $4.99 a pound. And if your family eats a lot of bread, you can save some money with their Golden Harvest white bread for just $1.29 a loaf. And all their half-liter six-pack bottles of Pepsi products are 4 for $12. Get to Wayne Street Market and check out these great specials, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Fort Recovery and St. Henry are rivals in every sport, but they're coming together for Volley for the Cure at their October 3rd MAC volleyball match dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly Mullenkamp. Allie is a 7-year-old from St. Henry who was born with several health problems that have required multiple surgeries over the years. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. The Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families. They'll have a bake sale during the game and are selling t-shirts to wear to the game so you can show your support. You can bring any donated baked goods to the volleyball match at St. Henry on Thursday, October 3rd. Order forms for the t-shirts are available on the Fort Recovery Volleyball Facebook page. Let's all show our support for these two young girls, Everly Mullenkamp and Allie Kesters. Get your shirts ordered now and mark your calendar for the big volleyball match on Thursday, October 3rd at St. Henry, dedicated to Volley for the Cure. The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 13th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 13th, from 8 to noon, for the Fort Recovery firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Wednesday night.
Bubba and Fee show. Did you go to the band breakfast?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You don't support the band?
I bought tickets. I played golf with you.
Oh, so I didn't go either.
So you didn't go either.
How was the band breakfast?
It was incredibly good, as always.
Now, let me get this straight. Spency, you ate 6 breakfasts last year.
What do you mean? I eat breakfast every day.
No. Last year, you went out and ate early, and then you decided to go back and eat a breakfast for lunch.
Yeah.
You double doink.
Double doink.
Yeah.
And the band is not happy.
But you have to buy two tickets. If you leave, you can't.
No. I talked to Mr.
Knuth.
Knuth, and he said, Spency, overeater.
Too
much bacon.
As long as he keeps paying, well, don't care.
Yeah, I paid twice, and they kept bringing me more sausage.
If you would make donuts, there'd be 5,000 people there.
Yes.
Well, I can't make that many donuts, so I probably could.
There'd be more people there than there is to wow.
No, I don't think so. Oh, jeez, that's dumb.
Yes, no, it ain't. Nobody's ever had your donuts but me and Fee and Jack.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty good, but they're not that good.
Huh?
I'd buy 5,000.
I'd buy 5,000.
Happy birthday, Willie Hillman.
Willie Hillman,
yes,
sir.
He was up last week.
Yes, he did.
How old's Willie, 20?
Well, he's probably 20.
Yeah, I'd say that's
right.
Old.
We are getting old.
That is.
Unbelievable. How old is Annie Patch? She looks like 22. She's about 24.
27. Yeah.
Well, huh? I have almost an 18-year-old daughter. Hmm. So that takes that out.
You had her when you were six?
Well, all right.
I'm 40.
Are you really?
I am 40.
What, did Brian do anything for you for your 40s? You guys go anywhere?
No, he had people over. Surprised me, actually.
I was there.
You were there.
Oh,
your
thanks.
Wife was there.
Thanks.
My wife was
no,
there.
You were not.
This
you
is something. Unbelievable.
You stayed home.
Friends yeah. for life.
Yeah, for I think, yeah, you were a no-show.
He no-showed us, didn't he?
I did have something going. I don't remember now.
That was the only time he's ever surprised me.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, actually. I'm not a crier.
Oh, I'm bawling, yeah. Baby. I watched Young and Restless. Victor came back. I cried my eyes out.
Happy. He's mad.
Can't stop crying.
What?
I can't stop crying.
What were you crying about?
Victor Newman's not really dead.
He's not dead. He's
who's
back.
Who's Victor Newman? What do you mean he's what? Not? Who's what?
Young and Restless.
Oh, young.
In the rest.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about
we've
a real
person. I've been watching it for 50 years.
A real person.
Hey,
oh, man. I'm sorry I asked.
Don't hit him.
Getting back to this. Talking to Miss Patch here and we have okay so these two families we're talking about and Annie's close to both families and let's talk a little bit about the two girls Annie if you okay. want to read
yep.
off
of yep. So Everly is the 4E Recovery family that we have chosen for the benefit. Everly was born in July. She's an infant child of one of the 4E Recovery high school graduates. Grant, I always get those two boys mixed up, mm-hmm. But it's Grant and his wife Angel, and then they have a 4-year-old daughter as well. So Everly was born at Coldwater actually in July, and then when she was born, she had skin missing from her legs, so they identified there was something wrong right away, and same day she was transferred to Nationwide Children's in Columbus. And there she stayed for 3 weeks, and they did further testing to find out this is a genetic condition. It's abbreviated by the initials EB, which is epidermolysis bullosa. And basically, like I said, it's genetic. There's no cure. It's a fragile skin disease. You know, when you read up about it, it's crazy the things that go into her daily care. Just how you pick her up. You know, you normally pick children up underneath their arms, and at any point you can damage her skin. So right. Wow. She's very delicate. You know, you think about how buttons lie on shirts or zippers, and anything can interrupt her skin. And so with that, then easily can be blistering and a lot of skin care and risk for infection and that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So Angel's quit her job because, you know, there's a lot of care that goes into that sure. in her daily life. And so nothing that would be able to be done at a traditional in-home or traditional daycare setting. Mm-hmm. So, so she has quit her job to care for Everly. I have seen Everly. You wouldn't know anything
right.
is wrong with her by original appearance. She's beautiful. And so overall, though, I think she's had a healthy course other than her skin disease. So far. So fingers crossed. How this progressed in her life, you know, I don't think there's anything that they know right now, particularly. They'll just have to see how she develops and, you know, and pray.
Yeah.
You know, pray for everything to stay well and keep her skin healthy and, I guess...
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
One day.
Yeah. So then Allie Kesters is a 7-year-old adorable child from St. Henry. She is a first grader. I can't imagine how many days of school, though, she's missed. She's had a lot of operations. She was born I think she was born in Cincinnati, but they knew that she had a birth defect, and her birth defect, cloacal extrophy is the actual name, but her intestines and bladder were born external from her body, okay, exposed. So a lot of surgeries in the pelvis, spine. She's had 11 major surgeries, but lots and lots of numerous trips to the operating room for various interventions. And
I'm sure.
Yeah. So she has gone out to Johns Hopkins. She's been hospitalized out there. Recent surgery was done in Cincinnati, and that was just last month. So she's back to school, and, you know, she's beautiful. Yeah. And, again, you see her, and you wouldn't think there's anything wrong. But I know her mom, Jamie, has adjusted her work life, to care for her. They also have four other children. And I know her husband, of course, works really hard, just like Everly's dad works really hard and to support the family as well. And so Everly is new to the benefit scene, so to say. Mm-hmm. This would be her first benefit. And so we're very happy to help. And Allie, like you said, has had multiple, she's more well known to the surrounding communities, but so deserving, as you can imagine, just from the travel to the, the supplies to everything in life that they need. It's just wonderful to be able to help. So we're really happy.
Right. I'm not saying I don't know anything about this whole deal. All I know is that you did all that. And you talked about each girl and each of their diseases and all that stuff, and you never read one thing about that. So you've kind of taken this a little, and not only that, as a mother, you also it's another thing to see this, and as a nurse, it's just part of you, mm-hmm.
The medical aspect of it is fascinating to me, of course, and just the challenges you see in the medical field that is so bigger than volleyball, so bigger than everything else in life. So yes, I get that. I've been really happy to help and have a lot of help with me along the way with the other moms. So
yeah, that's right. So Fee, we've been lucky. Me and you have been part of some fundraisers here at Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah.
And
our Christmas show.
Our Christmas show is something that we're very proud of.
Yep, absolutely.
And
the biggest thing is us being able to give. And just what Annie's talking about, this kind of stuff, it's tough. I mean, as a parent, and I've got a daughter that's going to have a baby, and, you see this kind of stuff, and it's just incredible how the parents step up, and, you have to. You just have to step up. But when you can have people like the communities that we have and work so hard to help, and it makes you feel so good to help.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we do here, and I mean, I love it. It's every time I see when we give somebody something, it just makes me feel good.
All right. So Fort Recovery Radio, and we talk, Fee hit a little bit about our Christmas show, and we also, as this thing has involved the Fort Recovery Christmas show and the amount of money that we have in, we run everything through the Fort Recovery Foundation.
Sure.
So when we get anything, any donation or anything, we go right, Neil, and you can talk a little bit about that. Everything that we get, we take it straight to the foundation. Is that correct?
Yes, it goes. Actually, most of the time I give it to Harold, and he gives it to sister-in-law Janice, who is the treasurer of the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. Yes, mm-hmm. And everything is handled through there.
Right. So with Fort Recovery Radio, we have been the beneficiary of not only the Christmas show, but we've also had some other people who have donated money into the foundation under the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Fund.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have some money in our Christmas fund, right?
Yes.
So when we seen this, no, I shouldn't say that. When this would come about, and it was first, I first seen it on Facebook, and Spency said, this is what we do.
Right.
And Neil sent a text to me and Fee and Jack and Bill, and he says, boys, this is,
what do you think?
This is our baby. This is what we got to do. And Neil said, we have to do something for these kids.
Sure.
So with that being said, Fort Recovery Radio would like to make a little donation to each family. Would you agree with that, Mr. Neal?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
we do.
We have a couple checks here for $1,000 to each family. And we'd like to kick off your thing for Thursday night from the Fort Carey Radio and Neil Spencer. And this isn't from Fort Carey Radio. This is from the community.
Yes,
because, absolutely.
Yeah. Community, I mean, you know, Annie Patch and the Patch family every year are up here giving us their their donations. And you guys know what.
Brian with two or three of the kids was the third person in our door the first year.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
money in their hand.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
From the kids.
So with that being said, that's what it's about. You people donate it, and we can't think of a better way to make a donation to these two families.
Absolutely.
And and like Fee said, we get the great part.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes you feel so doggone good. And
that's
and,
right.
You know, I'm sure any little bit helps.
That's
I mean,
right.
It has to, like Annie talked about, you know, the travels. They've been to Hopkins. They've been all over the place. You know, there's just expenses that you don't think about, you know. And I know we can't pay their bills. You know,
right.
I wish we could. You know, I wish we could pay for everything. But, you know, what little we can do, we want them to take that and use it for themselves. You know, use it for...
Make a house payment.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Just to take a little stress off of you. That's what it's all about for us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're making a donation here for Cover Radio. But the thing about it is tomorrow night is to get your butts over to St. Henry High School.
Yeah.
Because not only are you going to see a volleyball at a level.
High level.
That's just, yeah. Me and Spencey sat there Saturday at that Fort Laramie game.
Yeah.
It was like unbelievable how damn good those kids are.
That's three and four. We're talking about 1 and 3.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another step above that.
And it's going to be fabulous volleyball, but like Annie said, this is something that's bigger than the game of volleyball.
It is.
Right.
And Annie, you know, hats off to the moms, hats off to the senior players, hats off to the volleyball program and Chelsea.
For sure.
Everybody
for sure. Yeah,
involved.
Everybody helping, and we sure appreciate the kickoff.
Yep. And then St. Henry's doing the same thing, right?
Right, yeah. So it's actually, I mean, St. Henry has more experience with this process than we do. At least I've never been involved with it, but they did a similar benefit game, Volley for the Cure game last year with another MAC team. And so, you know, every year you think, well, we'll do it if there's somebody in need. And so the hope is that there's nobody in need. But the reality is, it seems like these days there's always somebody in need.
Boy,
so,
right.
You know, we teamed up because we both had a family in thought. And so, absolutely, St. Henry's doing just as much as what we are.
Yep.
They sold exactly as many shirts as we did.
Yeah. And wear your shirt tomorrow at the game, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah,
everybody. Yes, absolutely.
Ballroom.
Yeah, wear your shirt. And bring a little extra cash.
Yep, that's right.
Because, you know, like I said, we'll have, if people don't have a shirt, there'll be some shirts there.
My shirt.
Obviously
sweet
not.
Sweet tooth. You have a sweet tooth?
Yep. Make bring some.
You got any 4XLs?
I don't think so. There might be some tomorrow. I don't have all the extra shirts. But, yeah, so bring a little bit of extra money. There'll be some baked goods, not high-priced, you know, reasonably priced. And, you know, 50-50 tickets that aren't typically there for volleyball games. And
right. It'll be a huge crowd.
Should be a great
atmosphere. It should be a great atmosphere at St. Henry.
Yeah,
sure will.
So. That's right. Well, you're a champ. I love you. You know
thank
that.
You.
And,
you're awesome.
Thank
you.
Know,
we've been friends forever. You know, we're there to support you, whatever you need. And I appreciate you taking time to come up.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Yep.
Right. Sounds good. That's Annie Patch, the part of the moms of the Fort Carey Volleyball Program tomorrow night. 5:30, is that right, Neil?
JV starts 5:30.
Yep. That's right. St. Henry High School, it's going to be a dandy, and we're going to raise a bunch of money.
Get there early.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Yep.
We're going to talk sports and football right after this Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Chevy Malibu, which has remote start, backup camera, navigation, and only asking $13,900. Hastings also has a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, remote start, backup camera, only 29,000 miles, and asking $19,400. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, and test drive our selections at Hastings. Also, get your vehicle ready for winter driving ahead.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians travel to St. Henry for another huge match to help determine who will win the MAC Volleyball Championship. The teams will battle each other on the court, but they'll be joining forces for Volley for the Cure with a bake sale and other fundraising events to help the families of Allie Custers of the Wendelene area and Everly Mullenkamp of the Fort Recovery area. Be sure to wear your Volley for the Cure t-shirts to the match. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. Then on Friday, it's football hosting Parkway with the homecoming ceremony before the game. For Recovery Radio, we'll bring you the football action live with Jeff and Joe with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Get out to the games this week to support our Indians teams and also to support the Volley for the Cure on Thursday and then for the homecoming on Friday. But if you just can't get to the games, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for this Friday's homecoming football game against Parkway can be purchased tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, pre-sale tickets can be purchased from 7:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. There are no pre-sale tickets for our volleyball matches. Volleyball matches.
Ooh. Okay, we're on.
We're on?
We're back.
Sorry. What was that?
I stuck in on.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I said 15 seconds and you asked me a question and...
We got discombobulated.
Fine, absolutely. Yep. I got a text here from Leslie Mullenkamp. Leslie Mullenkamp says, Jerome and I are very thankful right now with Angel, and or they're listening to the radio right now with Angel and changing Everly's bandages. Mm-hmm. Grant and Angel are so thankful for the donation. Jerome and I are very thankful as well. We really appreciate everything that everybody does for their little Angel. So, you know, that's why we're here, you know.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yep, absolutely.
So here we go, Fee. We turn our attention to the Indian football team, and Fee went over to Coldwater on Friday night.
Yes, sir.
And the Indians fell a little short. Here's what I'm going to say.
What you got?
I'm going to read this off to you, okay?
Okay.
Valley View 5-0.
Seen that.
Right. Minster 4-1.
Yep.
New Bremen 4-1.
Yep.
Coldwater 5-0.
Perfect.
18-2 are the record of the teams that beat us.
That'll beat us.
18-2. Spencer.
It's a pretty good competition.
Yep, that's 90% wins.
Pretty good competition there.
Yep.
And
yeah,
probably 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pretty good shot of beating them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's what I'm telling you. Right now, Fort Carter football finishes 5-5.
I like it. I agree. I think we should be able to. Starting this week.
5-5.
So yeah. That means we're going to beat Anna or Marion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I'm calling it.
Oh, I'm hoping
out
for that.
Coming out of nowhere. I like it.
Whew. Huh?
That's a tall order.
That's tall timber, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Tall.
And I am not saying that's not possible. I'm saying right now it's unlikely, but.
It is unlikely, but.
Never know.
Let's do it.
We got to get Parkway Friday night. Homecoming night.
Yep.
Who's on the court?
I have that somewhere. Let me find that.
I've seen them too. Yep. Atchison boys.
Oh, yeah. I think I have that.
Mullenkamp kid.
I think I have that printed out right here. Yeah, here we go. Here we go, Bubba.
Oh, we got it right here.
Yep.
Check her out.
Dana McCain, yep. Rachel Tin, Brooke Collig, and Harley Deuce are the queen candidates.
Girls.
The king candidates is Rocker Bon Villain.
Rocker.
No, he's not.
Josh, yes.
Right in vote.
I think he'd be great king. Rocker Bon Villain, Josh Mullenkamp, Owen Shane, Mitchell Pugh, and Jacob Atchison.
Yep.
And Rocker.
And the Rock.
Junior tennis, Ali Vaughn and Ryan Post. Megan Abels and Kendrick Wendell, sophomore attendants. Lydia Brinswick and Chase Kaiser are your freshman attendants. All that taking place Friday before kickoff.
Homecoming's when? Saturday?
Yep. Saturday, yep.
The dance?
Yep. You going, Rocker?
The prom?
Yeah, homecoming. I think you should go.
The game I will.
Huh?
The game I will.
You are going to go to the game? These are the best beer nuts I've ever ate.
Good ones? He ain't got a bad one yet.
No.
He'll be passing out here, man.
Yeah.
He'll get one.
About 5 seconds, you'll be.
Oh! Now we'll probably go down.
Yep.
Friday night, the Indians travel to Coldwater Fee in a game that we knew going in that was going to be a tough old bird.
Very tough. We hung tight.
We did hang tight, and I got the stats here.
Somewhere.
I didn't get the... I don't know if Mr. Hobbs took our printout with him or they just got disappeared, but I only had the first half stats on paper.
Is that right?
Yep. So
it all started with Jake Himmelgarten pass to Ethan Post for a touchdown Coldwater.
Yep.
They led it 7-0. Indians come right back with a Clay Smith's keeper touchdown.
Great answer back, too, by the way.
It was.
Long drive.
Extra point was no good. Indians trail 7-6. Coldwater gets the ball and strikes quickly, and we're waiting on Hobby going to call in here tonight, hopefully, and then we're going to talk about we just can't get a stop, you know?
Yeah, that was big.
And Miles Blaisdell game carried it in for a touchdown, and Indians are now behind 14-6. Indians answer. Or no, Coldwater scores again. Nathan Greasup scores,
and
it was 21-6 at halftime. Indians trailed.
Yep, I think we lost one.
But we were driving.
Yeah, yep.
It was 14-6 driving, and we fumbled.
That's right.
About the 10, I think, somewhere in there. We were heading in.
Yep.
With about 3 minutes to go.
Yep, I think it was inside.
That's
the
right.
Yep. And then they shot it right down the field, and that hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, right before half.
Yeah, that momentum was such a big swing there. I mean, we happened to punch that in, tie the game up.
That's right.
Oh, we're coming out wide open the second half.
I agree with you, buddy. And then the third quarter, they kind of put it on us.
Yeah.
We made a couple late touchdowns to make it respectable. Mm-hmm. Looking at the stats, they look a little bit like this. Cavaliers had 131 yards in the air. 460 total. So they had 329 rushing yards. Indians had 125 rushing yards and 237 passing yards. Clay Smith was 12 for 25 for 237 and a touchdown. Indians had. Let's look at it here. Indians had 2 turnovers. Coldwater didn't have any. Indians with 1 penalty in the game. They had only 13 yards. Derek Jeudy had 18 carries for 120 yards. He had a big 80-yard gamper.
Yep.
Scored a touchdown. But I think Coldwater had, he ran wild against them last year.
Yeah, I'm sure they had that money.
Absolutely.
Make sure he wasn't going to beat them.
And they boxed him up pretty well.
Yeah.
He did get loose and broke for an 80, so... Indians lose it 41-23.
Yep.
We got down by over 30. Clock was running, but we shut that off quick. Two touchdowns. We did. We kept fighting. We moved the ball the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I guess a good team. I mean, very, very good.
Right.
Number one, Division 5, right?
Yep. And now we turn our attention to the Parkway Panthers.
The Panthers.
They're
going to play us tough.
Well.
They do every year.
Yeah, Coldwater rushed for 325 yards, and they got the Hawk boy. Mm-hmm. And we got to figure out how to tackle him.
We're going
to
stop him.
Yep. But I like our chances. I think he needs to go out on Friday night and take care of business.
Yeah, I think so.
Chili supper Friday night?
Yeah. No, that's next week.
Next week
against Anna.
Against Anna.
This week is homecoming. So this week and next week, there's big deals going on before the football game. And it's homecoming this week, chili supper next week.
Are we on the air, Joe and Hobby, both nights?
Yep.
Both nights.
How about volleyball tomorrow night?
We are simulcasting
with Rock and Rob
Robert Weaver.
That'd be good, won't
it? Yep.
Yeah, that's gonna be something. That's gonna be a
rocker going.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Any reason?
Long walk.
It is a long walk.
Long walk.
We gotta get you a golf cart.
Hey, you gotta talk to the people.
You got a driver's license?
No. That's why.
That's a long golf cart drive to St. Henry.
How can we get him out? Can he get a driver's license? I don't know.
That's probably not safe for anybody.
Huh?
I just want one for going to the post office and maybe, bowling alley. I don't know.
Yeah. Get drunk, drive back home.
No. See, that's why you don't want me to have one.
I want you to have one.
Well, let's have him go out to Bill's campground, drive around out there, and
practice.
Get his practice in. And
do we know anybody that sells cars?
Mm-hmm. Cars. Yeah.
So you got a practice car?
Practice car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of them down there. If you smash them up good, Rocker.
So we can practice on these cars.
Yep.
Let's do the golf cart practice first.
See if he's eligible. Think he can do it.
Oh yeah.
Watch any baseball game last night?
Watch the first inning. Home run. Kind of fired up for the old Brewers.
I know, me too.
I was next red to hit that home run too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Grandal,
whatever, yeah.
I don't know if he, I know he was.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
Hmm?
Very briefly.
No, I think there's two Grandals.
Yeah.
Don't think that's one? Kenny thought that was the one.
Did he?
Because he thought there's rumors that we want him back as a catcher.
Really?
Yeah. I said, I don't know.
If anybody's listening knows that. Toby Metzger prior to.
Toby what?
Toby listen anymore?
He listens on Monday night to the practice squad.
Worst show on Fort Cover Radio.
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, he's got two really good shows to compare with, so
they, I guess, them guys suck.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're pretty good.
I don't like them.
I don't like
them. I spoke highly of you.
How about
what you got?
Buckeyes this week?
Michigan State, Saturday night?
I'm talking about last week.
That was unbelievable.
How good did they play? We talked about it. That might be the best game I've ever seen a Buckeye team play.
It's unbelievable. Personal foul, right off the get-go. I'm saying, we can't do this.
Oh, yeah, here we go again.
We played the perfect game.
Never did one thing wrong after that.
Well, Urban Meyer never had it. That was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable how good they were.
Rock, are you a Buckeye fan?
I think you know the answer to that.
He doesn't. I don't think he hates them. He's a Notre Dame fan.
I know he's a Notre Dame fan, but we got a big guy on board today for the Browns.
Brownies?
Digger.
I seen that, yeah. We got him on.
Yeah.
Gave up on the Cowboys.
Digger gave up on the Cowboys. He's now a Browns fan.
He's a Browns fan.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. We talked him into it.
He's pumped.
Yeah. So that's
awesome. here's a Twitter thing. Yasmani Grandal, who put the Brewers up with a 2-run homer, will draw huge interest as a free agent this winter. The Reds, his original team, are expected to try again to bring him back. So apparently that was true. Correct. that was just somebody's Twitter, so I'm assuming they knew what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They might have been mistaken too, but
came in. Spitting beer nuts everywhere.
Said the Twitter handle was Barber to the Stars.
That was Kenny. Yeah.
There you go.
I may have made that up.
That's pretty good, though.
That was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Liked it a lot.
Brownies?
Congratulations, Jalen Brins. Jalen went to the districts and finished 20th, shot 91. I know, talking to Joe Bubba, and he thought if she played well, she would have an outside shot of getting out. But she played, first time there and the jitters. And you know what? 91 ain't bad. Beat me Sunday.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
And she's a sophomore?
Yeah, the whole class, bunch of pups.
Yeah. That is pretty good news for our golf program.
That's right.
The girl from St. Henry shot 71.
71.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
In the sectionals, in the sectional tournament,
yep.
She started on number 10 at Fox's Den, and she was at one time 4 under par.
Oh, jeez.
She shot 34 on the back nine.
Wow.
Now, I don't get it.
Well, I can't do that with a foot wedge.
You couldn't do that, even if you don't know how to keep scoring it that low.
From the senior tees with a foot wedge, I can't do that. and the 38-foot gimme putts.
Yep.
I can't do that.
Still couldn't do it.
That is crazy. So
that is.
Jalen Brun's a hell of a job, kid. We're proud of you.
Great year for the girls and Joe.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Super year for them.
We got some seniors coming up here, right? We're going to get the volleyball senior girls.
Yeah.
And we got football senior boys.
We got some football senior boys.
And then cross country. We haven't talked to any cross country yet.
No. We ain't talked to any of them.
And we got any connections there, Spencey?
I could probably get Drew Longcamp and grab some of his buddies. Drew likes to.
Oh, yeah, he's
Drew,
awesome.
Drew likes to talk on the radio. He's pretty
Drew
good.
Drew a senior?
I think he's a junior, I believe. No, I believe he is a senior.
I think he's a senior. I think he's a senior.
I've lost track. I believe he's the same as Riley Pearson.
We got to get them boys up.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm in. That'd be good. And then so Neil, you went to the band deal Sunday?
Yep.
They have not yet qualified, is that correct?
Correct.
And how many shows we got left?
I'm not sure about that. They're not going to be participating this weekend because of homecoming.
Right.
And then next week, I just played it on one of the promos the band director, Mr. Knuth, did, and I can't remember where our next one is, but it's a week from Saturday. Hmm. And, you know, we've done well in everything, but the judges have to award us a...
Is it a one?
Well, I think so. I asked Mr. Knuth, and it was over my head.
It's kind of crazy, didn't we? We went to one of them, and we won it.
We won two of them. The last week, we didn't win, but Mr. Knuth said we did better, but didn't impress the judges properly.
Huh.
So they were looking for something different.
Judges suck.
Judges ain't
he didn't say that, but he insinuated that, and I think that's probably true because I talked to somebody else. And
no,
said,
don't say
we
that.
We were
Neil.
Fantastic.
We can't say that on Fort Carey Radio.
Yeah, they were. They're in Tip City. We don't care.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of band, me and my good friend Mr. Harold Feely,
took
our lovely wives Kim and Jody, and we went to JT's in Greenville.
Yep.
Three weeks ago.
Yep. Where is that? Never heard of it.
It's right in front of like the Walmart.
Yeah, right in that area.
Kind of in that area.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Ermshire.
Yeah.
Yep, JT's Brewing Grill.
So we walk in the place, and it's a nice crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We go sit in the bar, we go sit at our table, and lo and behold, who's there? Ted Shuttleworth and his lovely wife.
Sue Ann,
and we had a wonderful
had a
time
great
with
dog
them.
With them.
Yep.
They were asking about everybody.
They were. I mean, it was. You talk about great people.
Boy, they are. They are really good people.
Yeah. They talked, and they're still very in touch, and they know everything that's going on. And
absolutely.
And they know everything about Fort Recovery yet. And they was talking about their daughter who, now I got to get this right, she is overseas in
Africa,
I believe.
Yeah.
Her and her husband, and they're teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And
they actually went over and seen them.
Yes.
A couple times, right?
Yeah. And Katie, who I coached on the golf team for years, and just an absolute class kid.
She's a class kid.
They're doing wonderful and teaching in Africa and doing God's work and it's just
awesome.
It was, and it was wonderful.
Kind of neat. We asked him, Neil. I said, "What's the most kids you ever had in a band?" 98.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
I said, that is incredible.
That is.
I said, I mean, you look at all the bands around, now there ain't 98 in any band.
Mm-mm.
That guy could get them kids. It was neat because he was kind of talking about it. He says, well, you got to get them to buy into it. He said, you know, they got to know that it's fun. And he said, that's what we did. He said,
Marion has a pretty good sized band, but I think they're in the 60s.
Yeah.
Which is a very nice size.
Oh, it was
but
great.
90-something, man.
98.
And I'll bet you the worst one in there was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, he would
get up on the roof and give screaming at him. Let's go. They were good.
Yeah, that was, he was just a Ted Shuttleworth, and is just he was an unbelievable band director.
He was a great
and a better guy. So
yeah,
let's take a break. We're coming right back. Top of the hour.
Yep,
we're gonna get out here early tonight because we got a big volleyball tomorrow, and I actually have a meeting tonight yet. So we'll be right back. Sports talk.
And with this one, the end of this set is going to be the band report from Reed Knuth. So we'll find out where that next one is in 2 weeks.
I like it.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 13th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom-made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 13th, from 8 to noon, for the Fort Recovery firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast. Here is this week's band report from band director Reed Knuth. And don't forget about the Music Boosters Breakfast at the Legion this Sunday from 8 to noon.
This past Saturday, the Fort Recovery High School Marching Band had our second competition at Tip City. It was a very good competition overall. Our score shot up quite a bit since our last performance at Troy. We took first place again and beat some bands that we've never beaten, at least since I've been in, at Fort Recovery. And even managed to beat 3 bands in classes above ours. So some great things happened. Unfortunately, we still have not qualified for state. We're hoping with a good performance this coming weekend, we should qualify. Our performance will be this Saturday at New Bremen, and it is at 6:15 p.m. All community is encouraged to attend. We'd love to hear lots of cheering in the stands when we take the field.
I'm very sorry we played the wrong band report. Played last week's, and the band report we should have had says that the next competition will be a week from Saturday at Versailles, and we don't know exactly the time hasn't been given to us yet.
How come we don't do a radio band show on radio?
I don't know. You wanna announce that? You wanna do that?
Man, it'd be easy.
Okay.
Just talk and then hold the mics out.
Yep, and tell them what they're marching around and doing.
I sure wouldn't be scared.
Yep, we ain't scared.
I ain't scared at all.
Nope.
We welcome Rocker.
Rock, that's the mic.
You're not on. Your mic ain't on.
Oh, sorry. Let me get turn his mic on. I have that off so we didn't have...
Turned us off.
Have echoes.
We get a lot of echoes in on there, do we?
When we have the microphone echo on and nobody's there. It's not echo. It's more like a bucket.
Bucket. Hi, Rocker.
Bubba.
How are you?
Rock. What do you know, buddy?
Brownies win.
Brownies
What'd
win.
What'd you just say?
Brownies win.
I'm so close to beating the crap out of you right now.
He gay.
One of my favorite episodes.
It was too bad.
Yeah, he gay you.
Just let me at one time. He gay you.
Any Andy Griffith fan listening right now is laughing their butt off. Problem is, it's only us four.
Yeah, it's only two people know it.
And Rocker, you know it. You're pretty smart.
Yeah.
How'd you do on the trivia tonight?
Dicey. Very dicey.
I did really well.
I was pretty much, I think it turned out to be a push.
Really? What was the questions?
All about how Wabash.
How many miles long is the Wabash River?
444.
Well, that was closer than any of us came. It's 50 something, I think.
507.
And what was the name of the Indian tribe that the Wabash River was named after?
Watusi.
That's an African tribe. It's
Okinawa.
Ubachi.
That's Japan.
Oubachee. Huh?
That's Japan.
There's a campground up in Bluffton after that.
No.
When was the first, you know, they said Jack introduced it as the first wow was better than sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
When was sliced bread invented?
Oh, I got that one.
Well, when was it?
1968 BC.
1920. I think it was 26. I had 28. That's pretty close. No, it was 28. I had that one on the nose because I knew that one.
Okay, so
in toast, Rocker was toast. So when was toast? When was the first pop-up toaster invented?
1919.
It was before sliced bread.
Okay,
and so they gave away a golf cart. Right, when was the first golf cart invented?
1946.
I had 1940, and I think I was pretty close. I think it was before that. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry,
So Rocker is on here now, and we got to talk to you about something.
Okie dokie.
And I love you.
Is it the football dads again?
Yeah, what the hell was that? Hot football dads.
Hot football dads.
I'm going to say this. I've always had a thing for Davey Judy. I always thought he's pretty handsome. He's a cutie. But come on.
This list was your idea in the first place.
Hot dads?
Yes.
That is not... No.
Hot dads. You told me I didn't have the cojones to put it up.
I never said anything about that.
Yes, you did. You don't have the... You know what the... Put that
hot dads. We've got to talk about hot dads in our lives. You said name some football dads.
And
you put hot dads.
He went hot with them.
I mean, like I said, Baby Judy, when he cleans up and does his hair.
Yeah.
Being bad looking cat.
When he cleans up and does his hair.
Yeah.
Takes a shower. He's pretty hot.
Oh, he takes a shower. Woo.
Well, I'm just saying.
That'll pick it up.
Too bad.
Well, either way, it's pretty much a dead list.
Huh?
It's pretty much a dead list.
Well, nobody wanted to respond to because they was scared.
I was stunned.
Most of them could beat the heck out of whoever would say anything bad.
Hot dads? What the? I wouldn't want you to say I'd be like the hot guys at Fort Carey Radio. And if you would, who would line them up?
Well, there's only two that I know of, and I'm looking at both of them.
Well, there's Jack.
Jack, Neil, Bilsey.
Well, Bill.
Bill, we fired Bill.
He gone.
Chuck's gone.
Bill fired himself.
Chuck quit because he drove him nuts because he scared Rocker's staring at him.
Yep. Yeah.
What happened to you, brother?
What about his list before that with the deuces?
Well, that was a hit.
He put Kyle ahead of Lisa.
Well, there's a little bit of doings on that one, but
what's the doings?
I don't want to know what Kyle did to get number one.
Well, he did a lot of begging like some other people have done.
Begging. Okay, I thought you said something else.
So I figured, well, you know.
Give him a bone. Throw him a bone.
Even though he's got, you know, pretty good one at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, at least
that's pretty good prize.
He's no longer a cop. Nope. He works for the village.
Yep. He's a town maintenance guy. Yeah. Or, I'm not sure exactly the technicality.
Cold water.
Yeah. Cold water, yep.
Which surprises me because he doesn't live in a town.
Yeah.
But he hired him for village.
I'll be dang.
But several of their employees don't live in town. They live in the school district, but don't.
Well, he don't live in a school district.
No. I don't. That's not a requirement for him. So.
That's got a pretty good beat to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. I sound like the guy on the steel drums at the Elks Sunday.
Yeah.
That's
what? Awesome.
You had the guy on the steel drums at the Elks?
We had Isle of Vibe over there.
Oh, that was really that's good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
They're good. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're going to be in Feast Pool this summer.
Yes. All right.
No, in fact,
everybody's going to get them.
We're going to get them.
Yep.
This damn mic is...
I got a dripper, dude. Mic keeps going down.
Yeah, we got this.
Who's our maintenance? We lost our maintenance guy. Chucky quit.
Chuck is killing 4K Radio.
Well, mics. Well, can't talk.
Neil, pay the guy.
If you complain to him, he'll laugh at you, so I can't help you.
What do we got to give him to come back?
A college degree.
Ooh.
No.
That's what he's
still
working
going to
on.
College?
Yes.
He's 40.
Yeah, you can't keep going.
He's going for his
double masters.
Yeah, yeah. Double, triple masters.
CPAs.
He's going to get an extra 7 cents an hour from Cooper's.
Not bad.
Yeah,
there you go. How was your grades in school, Rocker?
You'll love this.
Let me hear.
So I was pretty proud of myself.
All right.
68 people in our class.
Yep.
Uh-huh. 2.8 grade point average.
Super.
If you think about it, it's about 10 points off the measure. If I was 10 points higher, I had a shot at being a valedictorian.
How's it going? Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that speech?
Should have worked a little bit.
Where'd you end up at in your class?
Thanks to a couple people that don't want to rush the bit.
Mm-hmm.
This will be good.
One decided, hey, it's a good idea. It's January. Why don't I just drop out of school?
Okay. Whoops.
Not very bright.
No. Bad idea.
And then the other one I can't mention because he's a relation.
Whoops.
Who just missed the cut.
Are you talking about Cody Feely?
No.
No.
He wouldn't have graduated with me.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That'd be kind of odd.
Are you going to keep going with this?
Well, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that led us down to 66.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who number 66 was?
Who?
This candy.
Big ol' 6'6"er?
At 2.6?
2.8,
and you were 66.
That's I was the last guy in the class. So,
wow,
that's absolute bullcrap. Who was the superintendent back then?
Well, it would have been okay.
Jerry 92. Lewis.
Okay. I would assume it would have been. Wasn't. Might have been Nikan because he was interim in between.
Okay, Pat sucks.
I don't think that's true.
No, because Pat, he looked at me and says, just take the degree and get the hell out.
Is that what he told you?
Actually, Ed was the principal, and Pat signed, he's the superintendent. So all I remember is, like I said, Pat says, just take the degree and get the hell out of here.
Get her on.
So did you take their advice?
Yes, I got the hell out of there.
Oh, good for you.
What I should have done was check the diploma to see if they actually signed it.
Who cares? So 2.8, but you took some sled classes.
Sled?
Yeah, easy.
There was no easy classes with me.
Hmm?
There is no easy classes with me.
How smart are you, multiplication?
Not very good with math.
If I throw some numbers at you, can you multiply them up?
Not very good.
I'm 14 times 10?
No, not got nothing.
Nothing? Zero?
Got nothing on that.
No.
And I'll tell you right off the bat, that's probably why my average went down.
Is that right?
Math killed you?
Yeah, math killed me.
But
even though I did take pre-algebra with Dr. Dave Kaiser.
Big Dave?
Ooh, I like Dave Kaiser. Good guy.
Dave liked me. He wasn't too sure about Mr. Beaver, but...
I don't know what that means. I don't think I want to ask.
But yeah.
Who's your?
I wasn't too good there.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Oh, for recovery?
No, Mendon.
Or anywhere.
Marion?
Mendon.
He did some Marion classes too.
I didn't go to Mendon.
Where'd you go to school at?
Went to Marion for 4 years.
Okay.
Survived two of them.
So he's dead for 2 years.
Who beat the crap out of you?
About everybody, including some of the teachers.
But who was the person who saved you one time, wasn't it?
Oh, there's a few. Well, it was supposed to save me, but they didn't. They didn't come to
the show up.
They didn't come to the rescue very quick.
Oh, that's not good.
I was in St. Henry. I was
Bobby Hilling was your buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I still owe him a six pack of Pepsi, but
he saved your life, right?
Well, no, we had a bet. I got dumb and decided I was going to play in a game of horse.
Whoops.
Not the smartest move to make when the guy just became Mr. Basketball in Ohio.
Didn't work out too good.
Didn't work out for you. Well, you should have challenged him with trivia.
Ooh.
That might have had a better chance there. Mm-hmm. But either way, I failed to tell poor Bob that I was out the door the next day.
So you didn't pay him. You know I have his phone number.
How about I buy the six pack of Pepsi and you give it, put it on his front step.
How about we call him some night while you're on here.
Yeah.
And ask him if he played horse against you. Will he remember it?
It was his stuff.
He probably wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Why wouldn't he remember something with the famous rocker?
Well, I wasn't rocker then.
Oh.
You was Randy Bond.
I didn't have the, I can say it, the rocker.
Mystique.
Pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about.
Rockette.
How about this? How about Dickie Bonsai? How's he doing?
Well, he's walking, well, for as good as he is, walking pretty good.
Not too bad.
The speech is coming along, I guess. Yeah. It's the best you can say in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't worry no whole lot.
You go down the scene?
Not yet.
Okay. So
they have hospice there, and I don't want to
hospice there.
Well, they got somebody there.
Therapist.
There you go.
That's a whole different deal.
And I don't, well... Kill me, people.
Well, sorry, we didn't. Don't want them to take the hospice. Yeah.
Right.
When I say hospice, I mean somebody
nurses. Home help.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little home help.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, now we killed that segment.
We did
down with that segment.
That was over with.
But we still have Dickie Bonds.
Yeah, Dickie Bonds is still getting. He's doing rehab, physical therapy, and each day gets a little better.
On his way back.
So we're thinking about Bonsai. We love Bonsai. Everybody
absolutely
does. And
he's an original.
He is well said right there. He is an original. So Friday night is homecoming night, Fee.
Yep.
I hope you get to be the king.
Big W.
Yes, it is. We need to make that. Got to get some confidence, man. Yep. We're too good a football team to be to not. We're going to go out there. We need to go out there and take care of business.
Actually, go out there and win some for these seniors.
Yeah, that's right.
TCB.
You guys want to go out winners?
Yep.
We can do that.
That's right. Tomorrow is a big volleyball game. We've had Annie Patch in here earlier, folks.
Yep.
And we love Annie, and she talked a little bit about the two families that we're raising two money for. Families. And Fee, I think me and you're heading to track. We're going to head over there and watch it.
Yeah, I think so.
So 5-5, you're saying, for our football team.
Football team.
Big prediction.
I
like
big prediction.
Yeah, we're going
to let me get this straight. Our illustrious Mr. Hobbs pulled a no-show tonight.
He did no-show us.
I texted him late.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He's liable to have something going on.
Yeah.
Probably getting a booty call.
No, I'm out here.
Golfing.
Yeah, he hasn't opened it, so.
Well, if he was golfing, he was golfing after dark, because our show starts after it's dark.
So tomorrow night, it's Indian Volleyball versus the number one ranked Santa Henry Redskins and a barn burner over at Santa Henry, but we're going to go over there and raise a bunch of money for wonderful families. Yep. And then Friday, it is Indian football with the Panthers.
Yep, at the Panthers, homecoming.
Homecoming, so.
Going to be exciting.
And then the Buckeyes Saturday night, and you're going to the Buckeye game.
I'm going to go down and watch.
Blackout.
I'll never go back.
State.
Oh, and you want to make sure you get your day started with going down to the Ambassador Park to get your WOW ticket.
Get your WOW tickets. Don't get shut out.
Yep. Do not get shut out.
Selling them
hotcakes.
And each person can buy one, and you have to show your ID to be able to win.
So if he's out
to buy the ticket, but you have to give him
each or Saturday. You probably won't get no ticket then, will you?
I already got mine.
You already did?
Yep.
He got his.
I got mine. Perfect. I got to sell a couple, so I got some.
Sounds good. We want to thank everybody listening. Thank you, Andy Patch. Andy Rocker, have a good one, my friend.
Okie dokie.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Be back next week. We're on Brand On.
Next Wednesday. Maybe get some seniors in here.
Yep, get some seniors. Hopefully Coach Niekamp can join us. So
that'd be perfect. Talk.
Fee, get us out of here.
All right, let's call it a night. See you next week.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.